Today on Gardening in a Minute, turf and landscape fertilization. Plants and grasses need nutrients to grow and typically get them from the soil, but sometimes we apply fertilizer to help them along. Apply the right type of fertilizer at the right time for best results. Your landscape plants may need a different fertilizer than your turf grass. Sometimes specific plants, like azaleas or palms, need a special formulation of fertilizer. Plants also benefit from the right amount of fertilizer. Over-fertilizing can aggravate pest problems, stimulate excessive growth, and lead to the need for frequent watering. It can also cause pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Typically, fertilizer with some slow-release content is the best choice and may help protect the environment. Before you apply any fertilizer, make sure you read and understand the label and that you follow all label instructions. For more information about fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Brazilian pepper tree. The Brazilian pepper tree is one of Florida's most aggressive invasive exotic plants. It produces a dense canopy that shades out most other plants and is a very poor habitat for native species. This tree or shrub also invades aquatic habitats, reducing the quality of wetlands. Brazilian pepper trees should be removed if found in the landscape. Avoid touching the leaves and sap, as a rash can result. Some people are also very sensitive to touching only the leaves. This plant can be effectively controlled by cutting and treating the stumps with herbicide. The trunk should be cut as close to the ground as possible. Within 5 minutes, a recommended herbicide should be carefully applied to the entire stump. Learn to identify this invasive tree and take action to control it. For more information about Brazilian pepper and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida violets. Florida violets are native, perennial wildflowers found in open woods and clearings throughout Florida. They have lovely purple, yellow, or white flowers and grow low to the ground. Violets can be used throughout the spring and fall as a bedding plant and ground cover. Florida violets make great additions to a shady landscape. They sprout readily from seed, so give them plenty of room to spread. When newly opened, violet flowers that have not been treated with pesticides may be used to decorate salads or flavor desserts. The flowers, leaves, and roots of various viola species are also used for medicinal purposes. Violets also make good press flowers for crafts. Be on the lookout for this lovely wildflower growing in a field near you. For more information about Florida violets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Swiss chard. Swiss chard is easy to grow at home. Some gardeners grow it as a border plant around buildings because of its colorful stems and leaves. Chard has large, glossy, dark green or red leaves that are borne on white, red, or bright yellow leaf stalks. It is commonly found in gardens throughout Florida as a winter vegetable, but it tolerates heat very well and can be harvested into the warm months. Plant seeds directly in the garden or transplant from small containers. Prepare Swiss chard as you would other leafy greens. Sometimes the fleshy white leaf midribs are separated from the leaf blade and prepared much like celery or asparagus. Favorite varieties are Bright Lights and Ford Hook Giant, which are green-leaved, and Rhubarb, which has red leaves. For more information about Swiss chard and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Blue Flag Iris. Blue flag irises are native to marshy areas throughout Florida. They can usually be found growing in standing water, but will tolerate normal garden soils with regular watering. This clump-forming perennial has light green foliage and grows 2 to 4 feet tall. They are well-suited for massing in front of shrubs or as a spiky accent plant. Propagate your iris by division after it is finished flowering. Although iris tolerate full sun, a well-drained, partially shaded location is best. The blue flag iris displays lavender to purple flowers for a short period in the spring, but the coarse-textured, upright foliage makes this a year-round favorite for the garden. The blue flag iris is an ideal plant for edges of ponds, streams, or water retention areas. For more information about irises and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM.